Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Do we really believe that demons exist in this day and age? Why not? They were around in Jesus' day, and they are around today. Many persons can testify to being a witness to the power of demonic forces. Although the devil is committed to corrupting the world at large, he is also devoted to terrorizing God's people. He creates doubt, attacks the mind, formulates fear, and persecutes believers. He makes every effort to hinder the service of God's people. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10 says, "Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life." Satan is also committed to the division of the church, sowing seeds of discord among its members. He also tempts us to sin through self-reliance, worldliness, pride, discouragement, pleasures, and more. Oftentimes, he minimizes or glamorizes sin so as to make us think it is not as bad as it sounds or looks. One of the devil's most clever tricks is to get hold of you spiritually and to neutralize your testimony. Guard yourself with God's word and remember who your enemy is, Satan and his host of wickedness. Ask God to shield you with his truth today, so you will have strength when fighting the battle against demonic forces in this day and age. Please join us next week.